The STF in its current state has pursued similar cases against conservatives for years. In 2019, Alexander de Moraes ordered the magazine Crusoe to unpublish an article in which journalists accused the then Chief Justice of the Court, Dias Toffoli, of involvement with the corrupt contracting firm Odebrecht. At the heart of the Operation Car Wash scandal that resulted in the resignations or arrests of dozens of politicians. The court did not challenge the veracity of the report. In solidarity, the outlet The Intercept republished the offending report in its entirety. The decision of Alexander de Moraes is extremely dangerous. The Intercept, which has traditionally maintained a left-of-center stance, said in a note attached to the article. In his dispatch, the minister said that Crusoe and the site The Antagonist published fake news that went beyond the freedom of expression. De Moraes struck again in May 2020, ordering violent raids on comedians, journalists, and online pundits on dubious charges of fake news. The raid followed a statement by Toffoli asserting that the STF had the responsibility to silence any words that affect the honorability and security of the Supreme Court, its members, and family members. The Guardian at the time listed among the raid's victims a former feminine activist turned anti-abortion militant, a comic and musician whose repertoire includes a sexually explicit J.K. Rowling parody called Harry Fucker, a gun-toting, communist-bashing congressman, a hard-right blogger, and a multimillionaire retail magnate famed for placing giant replicas of the Statue of Liberty outside his stores. De Moraes responded to the national outrage in response to the raids by claiming they were designed to silence bots distributing misinformation, though all of those arrested were human. Most recently, in August, De Moraes ordered Facebook to pay a 1.92 million real, $367,000, fine for failing to remove accounts that he had decreed to be fake news. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.